Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Hi, Chris Myers, editor-in-chief for TheBalance.com. How are you doing this evening, Kristen? Thanks for hopping on with us.
Hey, John. I'm good. How are you?
It's always great to chat with you, no matter which day of the week it is. And on this Monday, I want to look at better news, but I know we do have increasing numbers of layoffs out there or businesses at least planning potentially for that. I don't want to over-worry people, but there are things you can do when you get laid off to help kind of mitigate the damage, right?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the first things that you're going to do, and this is actually also a tip for people that are currently in the interview process or actually negotiating their benefits, is actually trying to negotiate a severance package. A lot of people don't know that something like this is actually negotiable. A lot of companies, especially if they're laying off because of restructuring or they have to let people go because of a downturn, are willing to offer some sort of severance, whether it's 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or even longer, depending on the length of time that you've been working there. But it is something that you can negotiate, and that's something that you should definitely bring up, especially if you've been working at the company for a while. Try to get as much money as you possibly can on your way out of the door to really make sure that it can tide you over.
You don't have much power in that situation, right? Though, like, what do you use as leverage besides the word please as many times in a row as you can?
Well, this is actually why it's such a good idea to negotiate something like severance prior to you actually taking a job.
Wow.
And this is something that a lot of people don't think about, but
no,
you can actually negotiate your exit, you know, it just in case it happens. So if there's anyone out there listening that is interviewing and they've accepted a job offer and they're kind of hammering out those details, negotiate that severance package now. It is absolutely something that you can put on the table. Say, hey, if this goes south and I have to be laid off, I would like 3 months, 6 months, a year. I mean, go crazy, I guess, depending on the job that you're working for and the role that you'll be taking. But you can definitely negotiate it.
That's now, fascinating. I've never heard of that.
I know.
But I guess when you're in the nitty gritty of negotiating, let's say they won't give you what you want on one thing, you could bring that up and they might just be like, all right, okay, fine.
Listen, when you are, as you mentioned, when you're on your way, they've laid you off already. Of course, you don't have as much leverage, but you can both mention, especially if it's not something that you weren't fired, you were laid off because of really bad economic circumstances,
right,
or perhaps the company is selling off a section of a business unit, or maybe they're doing some kind of restructuring. You can definitely appeal to the fact that, one, the work ethic you've displayed while you've been there, the length of time that you've worked there, and also just how much profit you might have made the company, or how much you've managed to accomplish while you've been there. And this could actually help you bolster that argument that maybe, hey, that 2 weeks isn't good enough and that they should be a little bit more willing to give you a little bit more. So that's one of the first things that I would recommend.
Okay.
Try to get as much money as possible. But then you're also going to want to check out other benefits, things like your 401k or your health insurance. Obviously, these are two really big benefits that people have at work. You really want to make sure that, hey, what are you going to do about health insurance? Some companies will offer health insurance coverage for 6 months, maybe even a year. Figure out if you need to get on something like the Affordable Care Act after you're being laid off, just to make sure that something like your health, as we all know, is first and foremost one of the most important things. You want to make sure that's taken care of.
I would absolutely ask for health care as long as you can, because COBRA is expensive. That's what you would get with your company's health plan. But having had to play this little game once and go to the Affordable Care Act, which was fine, like, it was easy to navigate the site and get, I just was paying more than I thought I ever would, and the coverage wasn't maybe as great as I thought it would be. Maybe other people will have a different experience, but that was mine. I wish I would have gone back and asked for, hey, could you just cover my health care for these months to at least give me that bridge?
Oh, absolutely. And healthcare costs are expensive. I mean, it always seems to go, right? If something goes wrong with your body, it's always,
yes,
a very big and expensive affair. So any little bit helps, especially when you're going to be in a period of your layoff where you're not going to have any really income coming in. You don't really want to be shelling out huge sums of money to take care of, you know, a broken foot or a broken hand or something like that. So health insurance is definitely something that you're going to want to figure out and try to assess before you, as you're getting laid off. And then you're really going to want to take a huge financial snapshot you don't have income anymore. What are the things that you don't need anymore? What are the things that you can do without? Are you currently investing a lot of your paychecks? Maybe this is a time that you're going to start cutting back on your investments and really tightening that belt financially to make sure that you're only focusing on the things that you absolutely need to spend money on. But the one thing I really want to mention here is I know layoffs are incredibly scary. They are a hugely emotional time. Take a couple of days to yourself. You know, think positively. Assess your career. Is this a career that you still want to stay in? If not, this is a good time to make a switch. And then you can really start hitting the pavement after you've brushed up that resume and really reached out to some of your contacts. But again, don't feel alone. Don't feel terribly panicked and afraid. And definitely don't feel ashamed, because layoffs happen to so many people every single day. So do take the time to check in with yourself, I would say, emotionally, to make sure you're ready to move on in the next career step.
And I will say, if there's anyone going through this right now, there still are a lot of jobs open. Now, recent surveys have shown that maybe, in fact, maybe half of businesses are starting to at least reduce the headcount or implement hiring freezes. But there are still a lot of jobs out there immediately. So if you're going through this right now, don't feel ashamed and take that day or two. But then there are opportunities out there, Kristen, still.
Oh, there's so many opportunities, John. I mean, we're still in a very tight labor market. And while we are seeing a lot of companies right now essentially saying, hey, we're going to have to lay off people, or if they're not laying off, they're doing hiring freezes, there's still well over 10 million jobs right now that are available, which is more than the number of workers that we have to fill them. So there are jobs that are out there. It might require a career switch or working in a different industry or perhaps a different city, but there are absolutely enough jobs for people out there that do want them. And so I wouldn't lose courage, because the chances are that you can go out there and find that next job.
Interesting article I saw on thebalance.com today about if you are laid off and you maybe were in the pandemic times, this is not the same safety net that's out there for you. Those unemployment benefit checks aren't going as far as they did a couple of years ago, and that may be an impetus to really check at what you're doing and what your budget is.
Oh, it's so true, John, because unfortunately, we don't have that pandemic era boost to unemployment. It was $600 a month, and then, of course, it was reduced to $300. But I mean, even before the pandemic, unemployment benefits, depending on what state you're in, some states definitely are a little bit more generous with their unemployment than others, but it would only cover about 40%, I would say, less than half of a lot of expenses that Americans have. And so that extra boost that many Americans saw during the pandemic really helped cover much, much more of their monthly necessities, 75% and even more, depending on, again, where you lived and what your expenses were. So if you are someone that's in this situation right now, it is a very scary reality, because there is not going to be that boost. And with inflation right now at an annual rate of 8.5%, more and more money is going to have to be spent on just basics. Groceries.
TheBalance.com has a nice map that shows you the differences in the uneven state of unemployment benefits. In Illinois, actually, we're a little bit better than 2020, but it just depends on where you live. And be sure to check it out. Kristen Myers is the CEO over there. And Kristen, it's always great to chat with you.
Thanks so much, John. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.